Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 30% off site-wide with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com/comfort. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
Hey. All morning.
Oh yes. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, friends. We'll miss Bob today. Bob is on some kind of trip. How did your drop off go?
Bob is at Whistler.
Oh.
Skiing.
Oh. How amazing.
And you know, I realize it's we're hearing talk of spring break and how the spring break's been interrupted by a partial government shutdown and their security lines.
But the TSA is a problem.
Yeah, it didn't really occur to me, even though I'm dropping her off. I got to home yesterday and the beaches are packed too.
Mm.
Like it's really warm.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's gonna get even warmer, apparently.
Originally, they'd said it was only gonna hit SoCal, but it is hitting the entire coastline.
Incredible.
Full heat wave. Yesterday was 85 at my house.
It was like 80 at mine. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I got to go back inside. This is simply too warm mm-hmm. out here.
Yeah, it was warm. So, but that it's nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Lovely.
Busy day for me. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
At least it's nice out.
But the drop off at the airport went smoothly.
Yeah. Yes, she's all good. She's headed to Whistler.
How fun. That
so
sounds
I dropped
great.
Her at International.
Oh, yeah.
Whistler's Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Is it BC?
Yeah. She's got a lot of stuff planned. She's got a spa day with Susan.
Oh, what fun.
We got a whole bunch of friends in a cabin. It sounds heavenly.
It does sound heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is the word. Heavenly.
So, anyway, yes, the drop-off went great. I had meetings, then drop-off, then kid pick-up, then kid drop-off, then more pick-up, made food. There's my day. And then at 8:30 after second dinner, I went, okay, kids, mom will be home. I know mom's on her way home and you guys are on your own. Have a good one.
Oh, and then they left you alone and you went right to sleep.
They did, actually. God,
are you a hobbit? Second dinner?
They had, they're kids. You know what?
I'm hungry again. It's been 1 hour and
they're
I've digested
hobbits.
Everything.
When I was young, because I grew up in a house full of boys, it was always said, oh, young boy, they'll eat you out of house and home.
Mm.
And young girls do that too.
Oh, okay.
Just so y'all know.
Children, always hungry.
They never stop eating.
No, they never stop growing.
Right?
And they also like fart jokes. And
oh,
they also...
so fun. So good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, really good.
So, little girls, I won't say they're just like little boys, but they are just little kids. They all do the same crap, eat a lot, and talk about farts.
Which is great for me today. I have nobody in this room. I can just go at it.
Oh, rip it. Rip them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, fill that room with
I don't need to go to
noxious gases.
My fart corner.
Oh, because usually you do?
I usually leave the room and go.
Oh.
That's for the best.
Into somebody else's office.
Yes, just aim into, you know, Kieran's not here till 8. Yeah, you can leave her a little gift.
I'm not saying I fart in the boss's office. Come on.
Well, you're not saying it. I'm saying it.
You're not saying you don't either.
Yeah, there was no stringent denial. I'm looking through the bad advices for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, I, there's one I'm definitely going to do.
Okay.
But I want more from you people. I think that I'm very heavy on the problems with family, with really long descriptions of stuff. And I feel like, and the one I'm going to do is, it's the guy who's been just pestering me with, please, I'm about to leave on this trip, but I really need your help. I'm like, okay, we'll get to that one.
All right.
So that one's a for sure. But, I'm looking for another one, something that isn't themed out with that. So badadvice973@gmail.com. I may get to your emails, the ones that have been sent already at some point in the future, but it's, I don't want to say it's not likely, but I want more. I need new. I need fresh.
I will say that I think family problems, I mean, relationship problems too, but family problems are universal.
Yeah.
Like, even people with microphones
have
family
problems.
We have
family problems.
And you find yourself, there's times when I would have something to say and realize, this will make it worse, dude. Mm.
Wow, look at you. Our little boy's growing up.
And don't make it worse.
Yeah.
And so there's no doubt that I think that's probably a pretty big pile of the problems of the world are within that.
There's a lot of similarities. And I also would like to say, word economy. Keep them brief. Try to keep them uplifting. Like when somebody's, we are doing a radio show here. It's a very yuck yuck morning show, Like there's one in particular I'm like, I can't do this one.
It's too gnarly.
It's gnarly. Like when
say it.
It's the uncle who, they just keep the kids away from him. Yeah. I'm like, call the police. Like it's just so
yikes.
Not funny that I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, my advice is, you're a terrible parent. If you have to, we'll just keep the daughters away from that guy. Like, oh,
yikes.
Yes, exactly. So less of that. You can have a serious problem. Just lay it out in the briefest of terms. And one guy, actually, I thought this was great. This was a guy who wrote us on Bad Advice in the olden days. And I always sort of remember this. And I think we talked about this on that show, too, because I liked it so much. He laid out the problem in fairly simple terms and then signed his name and then afterwards said, more information if you're looking for it. Mm. And like in bullet point form said, there's this, here's a couple examples of what I'm talking about, that kind of thing.
Think paragraph. I mean, it's not a text, but think paragraph, like no more than that.
Right.
One paragraph. Yeah, but paragraph's about.
I don't need the entire history of how you got to this point.
5 to 8 sentences.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I know I'm being picky.
No, well, you can always take the long ones and throw them into chat and say, make this one paragraph. And
way shorter.
I don't like to change their words, though. Okay. You know what I mean? I feel like it's, I want them to feel authentic.
Oh, okay.
But that's not a bad idea.
I do understand, though, when there's a lot of emotion attached to something. If you've ever been, like I've told you, sometimes I want to send a text to Christina because I want to look at my words and make sure I'm being careful with them.
Yes.
Because if you just start talking, you may.
We do that all the time.
Unknowingly say the thing that you shouldn't have said. And now you've just made things way worse. Right. So there are times when and you can look back at it and go, this sentence doesn't, like, you can take out a lot of that background because not all of it.
Yeah.
But 5 to 8 sentences is more than enough to share a problem.
I don't even want to limit you. I just want you to be cognizant that, it's hard to read somebody's missive to find the pieces that I need to convey the problem on the air. That's all. Wah.
No, it's, we want them to be good.
Want them to be good.
And we want to use them.
Yes.
So if you're in the middle of writing that and here we are telling you we want you to write us, keep it short enough so that we can do it on the air.
Yeah. And we want to, I love the segment. And I know this is your favorite segment.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And I was in a long meeting yesterday.
Oh, how did that go?
It went great. And they
can't
were
wait to talk about it.
They were absolutely into the bad advice. And it was funny because they were saying, that's from this. And I said, yes, it's from The Secret Show. We've cleaned it up.
Quite a bit.
For the regular airwaves.
Mm.
And you could still send us a problem within your relationship,
sure,
or in your sex life.
We'll talk around the stuff. You can be very explicit.
But we, you know, but it's for the regular air.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the podcast that we could do anything we wanted on.
Right.
And we did.
Yes, we did.
And that one got away from us more than once.
It definitely was like, I walked out of there shell-shocked, like, what just happened on this show?
How do we get that back in its, that genie back in its bottle?
Once it's out, it's out.
Uh-huh. Oy.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Tomorrow at 7 a.m., we'll do bad advices. I know I'm definitely doing the one. And I will say that to that person, your persistence has paid off.
Oh,
so good. And he shortened the letter down. Every time I got it, it had less details, fewer details. Sorry, Mom. And just was a little bit more on the nose. So it's still pretty wordy, but I think you'll get the vibe. And it's funny because, again, a lot of times your answer is right there in the thing. And for you, this will be a particularly easy one.
Oh, for me.
You're very cut and dry.
Well, I am forced to live in gray much more now than I once did.
I know,
did.
Your life, you really have somehow fit yourself into a life that I always thought, oh, he won't be able to do that. But you're a good boy and you've done it.
I don't know that I, yeah, let's not get into it. It's not, this business isn't about me, but.
Isn't it all kind of about you?
No.
I mean.
No, it's not. It's about you.
Oh, is it? Great. Yeah. Good. Then I'm going to tell you what I got coming up next. There's a big Jackson 5 throwdown. It's amazing.
Jackson 5?
Yeah, well, the Jackson family.
Oh, okay.
But I figured the Jackson 5. You know which Jackson family I was talking about.
Sure do.
All right. KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right back after this with the big throwdown.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
Hey. All morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 30% off site-wide with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com/comfort. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.